بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This talk is an advice for myself and to everyone who hears it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us al-Islam. He, the Most High, says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. Oh, who you believe, fear Allah by doing all that which He has ordered you, and abstaining from all that which He has forbidden, as He should be feared, and obey Him, being thankful to Him, and remember Him always, and die not except in a state of Islam, with complete submission to Allah, and hold fast, all of you together, on the rope of Allah, and be not divided among yourselves, and remember Allah's favor on you, for you were enemies one to another, but He joined your hearts together, so that by His grace you became brethren in Islam, and you were on the brink of a bit of fire, and He saved you from it. Thus Allah makes His ayat, His signs, clear to you, that you may be guided. Let there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all which is good, enjoining al-ma'ruf, all that which Islam orders, and forbidding al-munkar, all that Islam forbids, and it is they who are successful. And be not as those who divided and differed among themselves after the clear proofs had come to them. It is they for whom there is an awful torment. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idة اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have completed your deen, perfected your deen for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ, and have chosen for you Islam as your deen. وقال الله تعالى وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and hereafter he will be one of the losers. The ni'mah, the favor of Islam, nothing equates it from the other favors, although the favors of Allah are great and cannot be in any way belittled. Rather, they should be held in high esteem, and one should be thankful to them. However, the greatest favor is the favor of Islam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. The sending of this messenger, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, is a great favor, because he is the one who explained this deen and called for it. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al Imran in 3:164: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Indeed, Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when He sent among them a messenger from among themselves, reciting unto them the verses, the Quran, and purifying them from sins by their following Him. However, there are diversions and there are aversions which may face the person and which may take him out of Islam if he is a Muslim, or weakens Islam in his heart, or turning him off from entering this deen if he is not a Muslim. There are great tribulations and trials that we should be aware of, to take guard, and also to know the way how to get out of it for those who may have been afflicted with it. And that's why the great companion, a Sahabi, the honorable companion, Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, رضي الله تعالى عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, that's why he said, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير. People used to ask the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام about good. وكنت أسأله عن الشر. And I used to ask him about evil. مخافة أن أقع فيه. Lest I should fall in it. So knowing the Islam, knowing the deen first, and knowing its rulings, and understanding those rulings properly is an obligated matter. Also, knowing that which may turn the people or turn the person away and stand away from the deen, or stand as a barrier between him and Allah, or that which may avert him such that it can weaken his faith, so he knows what is beneficial and what is harmful, so that he takes by that which is beneficial and avoids that which is harmful. So therefore, if he doesn't know the harmful matters, it may destroy him while he may not know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to hold to this deen until death. قال الله تعالى وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And die not except in a state of Islam. And there is no doubt that staying on Islam is a matter in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in His hands. But the meaning here is that we should take by the means which leads the person to stay on this deen until death. The protective means, if we take by the means, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, then Allah, by His favors, will complete His favors upon us and make us die on Islam, because we exerted the efforts, we exerted and we took by the means, and we took and trailed the path of deliverance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most clement, most generous, if He sees from His slave keenness for good and tendency for the good, and seeing in him hating evil and fears it. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, then verily Allah, the Most High, the One free of all imperfection, will guide him and protect him and protect his deen for him and give him all good. But if he sees from his slave aversion and turning away and no inclination towards the good, and no hate for evil. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave him for what he had followed as a punishment. And this is all just from Allah. قال الله تعالى in Surah النساء وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And whoever contradicts and opposes the messenger after the right path has been shown clearly to him and follows other than the believer's way, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. And what an evil destination. So the cause therefore comes from the slave. He opposes, he contradicts the messenger, follows a path other than the believer's path, and then the punishment comes from Allah. All just. We shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. And what an evil destination. And the fitan, the tribulations and these afflictions may turn the people away from their deen. And the fitna means tribulation, tests and trials. Why? So that the reality of one's faith will be manifested, and the believers will be distinguished from the hypocrites. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ankabut وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. And of mankind are some who say we believe in Allah, but if they are made to suffer for the sake of Allah, they consider the trial of mankind as Allah's punishment. They consider the trial of mankind as Allah's punishment. So they don't hold on in these times of fitan. Rather, run away from their deen and avert. And they think that in this way they will be saved. Rather, they are leaving from evil to a greater evil. This is like to jump out from a frying pan into the fire, making, considering the trial of mankind as Allah's punishment. Could they be the same? No, absolutely not. If he abandons his deen and goes on with the people of fitan and obeys them in ways that oppose and contradict the believer's way, then he will receive the punishment of Allah. But if he holds patiently and perseveres concerning the trials and tests by mankind, by his fellow men, and holds to his deen, then this pain he may suffer through is only temporal, and the relief will come, and the consequence is all good. So the fitna is tribulation, testing and trials to distinguish the true believer who is firm on his creed, not wavering, fluctuating, shaky, uncertain, as to the understanding of the deen. فالفقه في الدين means الفهم, understanding. And legally this means الفهم في أحكام الله عز وجل, understanding the rulings set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book and in the authentic sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this Quran and the sunnah as a guidance. Everything that man needs in the matters of his deen, and that which they need for their life and for the hereafter, is included and sufficient in the Quran, in addition to what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had explained in his sunnah, which explains the Quran and interprets it and interprets it and interprets it. قال الله تعالى وأنزلنا إليك الذكرى لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم. وأنزلنا إليك الذكرى لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم. And we have also sent down onto you the reminder and the advice that you may explain clearly to men what is sent down to them, and that they may have or they may give thought. So Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains and conveys and interprets this magnificent book. So therefore the way of guidance and the way of good, differentiated and distinct from the way of evil, is made clear. والفقه في الدين, and understanding the deen, means to understand and contemplate the Quran and the authentic sunnah regarding what we need in this life, and also regarding what may happen in terms of tribulations and fitan, so that we avoid them and we take the path of deliverance. This is the understanding of the deen. This is the meaning of al-fiqh fi al-deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded this and made it clear in Surah At-Tawbah, in Surah At-Tawbah in 9:122. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون. In Surah At-Tawbah verse 122, Allah commanded this understanding, that they who are left behind may get instructions in Islamic religion, يتفقه في الدين, understand it, and that they may warn their people when they return to them, so that they may beware of evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the hypocrites, that they don't understand. They don't understand the rulings of Allah because they didn't intend to and they didn't give heed. And that's why they ended up not understanding. The tribulations are many, and they are renewed at the end of time. They intensify and they increase. And during the lifespan of a person, he will encounter many of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that wealth and children are fitna. From those fitan, therefore, is the fitna of wealth and children. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Taghabun, verse 15. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. سورة التغابن 64 verse 14. إنما أولاد أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. Among your wives and your children, there are enemies for you. Therefore, beware of them. Or your wealth and your children are only a temptation, whereas Allah with Him is an immense reward. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Chapter 63, verse 9. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. O who you believe, let not your wealth nor your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah. Those who do so, they are the losers. So, wealth and children are one form of tribulations and fitan. Therefore, the one who prefers the love of wealth and the love of the children, and the love of the country, and the love of the tribe, and the love of commerce, and the love of dwellings, over the love of Allah and His Messenger, then let him await the terrible consequences. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Tawbah 9:24. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. Say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your kindred, the wealth that you have gained, the commerce in which you fear a decline, and the dwellings in which you delight are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, and striving hard and fighting in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decision, torment, and Allah guides not the people who are fasiqin. So, wealth, children, the house, the wife, fitna. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Taghabun 64:14. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم. O who you believe, verily among your wives and your children there are enemies for you. This means they may stop you from obedience to Allah. Therefore, beware of them. But if you pardon them and overlook and forgive their faults, then verily Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. So don't make your love to them supersedes the love of His Messenger, of Allah and His Messenger. And don't let your obedience to them also be preferred over the obedience to Allah and His Messenger. Don't be so busy with them to the extent that this may distract you from the love of Allah and His Messenger, meaning in things which are not of a benefit. And this does not mean that the person should not be caring or that he should not give attention to his family. No, he is a responsible. But this is a direction that lest he be distracted in things which are of no benefit, that will hinder him from the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, or that his love of them may reach an extent which would be either equal or even greater than the love of Allah and His Messenger. And it does not mean to have enmity towards them and turn away from them and boycott them. No, it just means be aware of their fitna. If their love and the love of Allah and His Messenger would clash, then in this case you give precedence to the love of Allah and His Messenger over the love of wealth, children and spouses. In this case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give blessings to your wealth and your children. Allah ta'ala in Surah At-Taghabun, we need to contemplate that again. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwan lakum fahdharuhum wa in ta'fu wa tasfahu wa taghfiru fa inna allaha ghafurun rahim innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna wallahu indahu ajrun azim fattaqullaha mastata'tum. This is one form of fitan. Good and evil are fitan as well. Good and evil are fitan as well. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anbiya, in chapter 21, verse 35. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Al-Khayr, good, covers wealth and covers many favors. And from the evil, this also includes trials, tests, drought, illness, hunger. All of these are fitan. Similarly, obedience and disobedience are fitan. Obedience and disobedience are fitan. Man is commanded to obey and also commanded to keep away from disobedience and sins. So he may encounter the obedience. For example, the time of salah comes and the time of worship comes. Then comes the time with it, enjoyment, eating, drinking, any kind of enjoyment may come. So which one he should give precedence? This is a testing. This is a triumph. People to people are fitan. People to people are fitan. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Furqan 25:20 وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون وكان ربك بصيرا. And we have made some of you as a trial for others. Will you have patience? And your Lord is our all-seer of everything. The believer is tested by the kafir. And the believer may be tested by the hypocrite. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made some as a trial for others. قال الله تعالى إن سورة محمد chapter 47 verse 4 ذلك ولو يشاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض. But he lets you fight in order to test you, some with others. But those who are killed in the way of Allah, he will never let their deeds be lost. So the believer and the Muslim may be tested by the disbelievers and the hypocrites and by the sinners, so that his position towards them in terms of conveying the da'wah to them becomes manifested. And in terms of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And also to extract from them tawheed. And to extract from them the jihad in his cause. So if he goes on this path of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And prepares what Allah requires from him to prepare, then he succeeds in this test. Otherwise, if he chooses to just ignore and settle to the worldly gains, then this is a great loss in this test. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the rich with the poor. Tests him as he, the Most High, says in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, 53. وكذلك فتنا بعضهم ببعض ليقولوا أهؤلاء من الله عليهم من بيننا أليس الله بأعلم بالشاكرين. Thus we have tried some of them with others, that they might say, is it these poor believers that Allah has favored from amongst us? Doesn't Allah know best those who are grateful? So the disbelievers belittle the poor Muslims. Is it these whom Allah has favored amongst us? These are poor. They have nothing. How come they are on guidance and we are not? We are the people of wealth. And we are the people of leadership and of opinion and decision making. And these are the poor ones. And so they claim also they are on goodness. أهؤلاء من الله عليهم من بيننا؟ Is it this that Allah has favored amongst us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أليس الله بأعلم بالشاكرين؟ Doesn't Allah know best those who are grateful? Certainly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at our forms and our wealth. Rather, He looks at our hearts and our deeds. So the poor who is grateful, who believes in Allah, who intends good and seeks it, he is the wali of Allah. As to the haughty one and disdainful, who is proud because of his wealth and his prestige and does not accept the truth, then he is nothing with Allah. He is nothing with Allah. Although he may think of himself something great, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is nothing. Because here, the criteria is, with these people, the criteria is wrong. The criteria is wealth and prestige. It's not the criteria of hearts and deeds. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the criteria is the hearts and deeds. As in the authentic hadith, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالَكُمْ, that He looks at your hearts and your deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this life to the one whom He loves and to the one whom He does not love. But He gives the deen only to the one He loves. He gives the deen only to the one He loves. Also from the greatest types of fitan are the fitan of disputes and the appearance of groups. This is from the greatest fitan. And this is a matter which the Prophet ﷺ informed us about, as in the hadith of Al-Irbad bin Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, وَعَظَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَوْعِظَةً بَلِيغًا. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us an admonition, a great one, a very profound one. وَجَلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونُ. The hearts, it instilled fear and awe in the hearts and made the tears flow and shed. فَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, we said, O Messenger of Allah, كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِظَةٌ مُوَدَّعٌ, it is as if a farewell admonition. فَأَوْصِنَا, so command us, direct us, recommend to us, advise us. قال, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, I command you to fear Allah and I advise you to fear Allah. وَالسَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةُ, and obey and listen. السَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةُ, to whom? Obey and listen to whom? To the Muslims who are in authority upon us. Because in this there is a unity of the kalima, of the stance of the Muslims, and a strength to the ummah. If the ummah stands together, then it will cast fear in the heart of its enemies. وَالسَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةُ, obey and listen. وَإِنْ تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ, even if you are led by a slave, meaning don't belittle the one who is in authority on you, whoever he may be. Rather, obey and listen as long as he commands with the obedience of Allah. Because the Prophet ﷺ then said, فَإِنَّ مَنْ يَعْشُ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيْرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا, then whoever will live from amongst you, then he will see a great dispute. This is news from him ﷺ, that the dispute amongst the Muslims is certain to occur. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires, And therefore, it's inevitable that it will occur sooner or later. فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. He shall see many disputes and great disputes. He didn't say just disputes, but he صلى الله عليه وسلم directed for the way of deliverance from the evil of this dispute. He said, this is the deliverance, this is the cure. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. Then hold to my sunnah. وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. Hold to it, bite on it with your molars. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. And beware of the innovated matters in deen. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعًا. For verily if innovated matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a misguidance which leads to hellfire. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed of the disputes in opinions and thinking and in groups and sects, but then he commanded that we hold to the book and to the sunnah and to the way of the rightly guided caliphs. This is the security, this is the security for those who will abide by. And for the one who abandons this way, he will be in a state of loss with these different sects and different groups. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in his sermons, inna khayra al-hadithi kitabullah, the best of speech is that of Allah, wa khayra al-hadi hadi Muhammad, and the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sharra al-umuri muhdathatuha, and the most evil of things are their innovated ones, meaning in deen, and every bid'ah is a misguidance. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَ, and hold to the jama'ah, the community, literally means the community. فَإِنَّ يَدَ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, then the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the jama'ah, with the community, and the one who abandons that is in hellfire. This jama'ah, Jama'at al-Muslimin, literally the community of Muslims, has been made clear that it means the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the way he was upon, and that this is the way of his companions as well, because they took from him alayhi salatu wasalam. So he made clear to us the way of deliverance from the fitan is holding to the book, holding to his guidance, and to be aware from the fitan, from the innovations. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ, hold to the jama'ah of Muslims. The jama'ah who took the path of the companions, because in the hadith of the saved sect, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة. The Jews were divided into 71 groups, and النصارى upon the Christians upon 72, and that this ummah will divide into 30 or 73 groups. All of them are in hellfire. They said, من هي يا رسول الله, يا رسول الله, which, what is this group, you know, which one is this? He said, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي, the one who is upon that which I am upon, and my companions. This is the same as what he said in the hadith earlier, وعليكم بالجماعة, and stick to the jama'ah, to the community. So the jama'ah is the one that holds to what he was upon and his companions, even though it may be a few in number, because it is not a condition for the community to be many, but rather the condition that it must be on the truth, even though it may be a few in number. And numbers and great numbers are not is not in itself an evidence for being on the truth. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, 116, وَإِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. And if you obey most of those on the earth, they will mislead you far away from Allah's path. They follow nothing but conjectures, and they do nothing but lie. So as long as they follow the conjectures, then they will be going astray from the path of Allah, even though there may be thousands and hundreds of thousands. As to the one who is on the truth, then he is on the jama'ah. Then he is the jama'ah. This is the saved sect. This is the victorious path. Men and women, scholars and common, they are the true path. They are the saved sect who are on the path of the Messenger and his Messenger, on the path of the Book of Allah and his Messenger, from the jinn and from mankind, from the Arabs and non-Arabs, from men and women, irrespective of their status. They are the people of Sunnah. They are Al-Firqa Al-Najiyah, the saved sect, even though they may be different in terms of their rank of ilm and merit. Some of the Salaf said, إِنَّهُمْ أَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ. They are the people of Hadith. And some of the Salaf said, if they are not the people of Hadith, then we don't know who they are. And some of the Salaf said that they are the Ulama, the scholars. This does not mean that each one of them that we just mentioned is a different sect. No. Al-Ulama hum ru'usuhum. The Ulama are their leaders. Wa ahlul Hadith hum ru'usuhum. And the people of Hadith are their leaders, and their imams are the companions, Ashabul Nabi. They are the imams, then followed by the imams of Hadith and the fuqaha of the Ummah and its scholars. They are the Ummah. They are the example. They are the ones who show the path for people. So they are the people of Hadith, they are the ulama, they are the ones who hold to the book and to the sunnah, and the one who follows on their path constitute the saved sect. But most particular of them in merit are their imams of Hadith, those who taught the people the good and guided them and directed them. They are the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and their followers from the Salaf, and they are the ulama. Ulama al-Haqq, the scholars of the truth. They knew the truth and acted upon it and called people to it. They are their leaders. And also included in that, their followers from the common Muslims. Wives, mothers, daughters, brothers, even though they may be common, even though they may not be ulama, they are included in this saved sect if they follow this path on the truth and be upright on the deen. They are the group, the saved one, the victorious one, whom the Prophet ﷺ described لا تزال طائفة من أمتي, a group of my ummah, still prevalent on the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم, they are not harmed by those who forsake them, nor those who oppose them. حتى يأتي أمر الله تبارك وتعالى, until the command of Allah سبحانه وتعالى comes. But this needs صبر, this needs patience, this needs perseverance, especially at the end of time, because the one who holds to the sunnah during these times, the one who holds to the community of Muslims, will face great difficulties, as in the hadith, إنه يحصل في آخر الزمان فتن, that at the end of time there will occur fitan, tribulations. يكون القابض على دينه كالقابض على الجمر, the one who is holding to his deen during these times will be like the one who holds to hot coal. So it needs patience. And here the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, المتمسك بسنتي, the one who holds to my sunnah, عند فساد أمتي, when corruption will occur in the ummah, له أجر 50, he will find a reward of 50. قالوا منا أو منهم يا رسول الله, the companion said, of them or of us. He said, بل منكم, rather from you, because the companions were with the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. But those who are holding to the sunnah at the end of time, and when the tribulations will occur, their helpers will be few. Rather, most of the people will be against them. Even from those who claim that they are on Islam, they will oppose them. So this requires patience. And that's why they will receive this great reward, because of their attachment to the truth at the time of appearance of fitan and aversions. And the Prophet ﷺ described them as the strangers. Blessed are the strangers. And when he was asked, who are they? He said, الَّذِينَ يَصْلُحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ, those who are unrighteousness when people become corrupt. And in another narration, يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ, they will correct that which people have corrupted. So this tells us of a great matter that will occur at the end of time. And therefore we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firmness on the truth, and to die upon Islam. And that we should exert the effort to learn the truth, and to learn its people, and to find its people. And also to know of falsehood, and to avoid its people, so that we can be with the people of the truth, with the truth and the people of the truth. And this needs understanding of the deen, because this cannot come from a jahil, this cannot come from someone who is ignorant, because understanding the deen will make us differentiate between the truth and falsehood, and to be saved from these great tribulations. And we see what goes on in our world now. Al-an, in our times, the whole world is becoming like a small town. Whatever happens in a remote place reaches us so quickly. Whatever evil occurs, sins and so forth, is carried to us, to our homes, through these advanced means of technology. And it is as if people are examining everything in front of them. This is from the tribulations, this is from fitan and tests and trials. The world now is surged with fitan, the fitan of lusts and so many, the fitan of doubts and misguidance and so many. And this is carried to the entire world, east, west, south, north, except the few whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them. So this requires basira, this requires certain knowledge, so that we can take guard. We should know of these things, but we will not be able to discriminate and find which is the right thing from the wrong thing, except with the proper understanding of the deen. فَالْأَمْرُ عَظِيمٌ. The matter is grave, and the fitan, as you see them now, are all over the places. Directed at the hearts. At the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, observing that temptations will be presented to men's hearts as reed mat is woven stick by stick, and any heart which is impregnated by them will have a black mark put into it, but any heart which rejects them will have a white mark put in it. The result is that there will become two types of hearts, one white like a white stone, which will not be harmed by any turmoil or temptation as long as the heavens and the earth endure, and the other black and dust colored like a vessel which is upset, not recognizing what is good or rejecting what is abnormal, but being impregnated with passion. So the temptations will be presented to the hearts. The one will reject is the heart which knows of the book of Allah and the way of his messenger, that understands the deen. This is the heart which knows the ruling of Allah regarding what is good and what is bad. As to the jahil, to the ignorant, he may be deluded. Rather, he may be even fall in attachment to these fitan, and will think of them as kind of modern progress and you name it. And this is like prestige. And therefore the truth is that there is no safety from this, from these fitan, except the book of Allah and his messenger. قال الله تعالى in surah and the sunnah of his messenger. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى in surah Ibrahim 14 verse 1. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. Alif Lam Mim, this is a book which we have revealed unto you in order that you might lead mankind out of darkness into light by their Lord's leave to the path of the Almighty, the honor of all praise. And in Surah Al-Isra 17 9 and 10, قال الله تعالى إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Verily this Quran guides to that which is most just and right, and gives glad tidings to the believers who work deeds of righteousness, that they shall have a great reward, and that Those who believe not in the hereafter, for them we have prepared a painful torment. So this book contains guidance and light, and therefore it demands from us that we contemplate. قال الله تعالى in Surah Sad 38:29 كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. And this is a book which we have sent down to you, full of blessings, that they may ponder over its verses, that they may ponder over its verses, and that men of understanding may remember. Anyone who seeks safety and deliverance from these fitan, then he should hold to the book of Allah. Recites, ponder, acts upon. And similarly the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because it interprets the Quran and explains the Quran. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, inni tarikum fikum, I am leaving you with ma intamassaktum bih, that which if you hold to, lan tadullu ba'di, you will not get astray after me. Kitab Allah wa sunnati, the book of Allah and my sunnah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed in another hadith, أَنَّهَا سَتَكُونُ فِتَنْ كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ فِيهَا مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us about this fitan when he said, be prompt in doing good deeds before you are overtaken by turbulence or turbulence, which would be like a part of the dark night. During that stormy period, a man would be a Muslim in the morning and an unbeliever in the evening, and he would be a believer in the evening and an unbeliever in the morning. He would sell his faith for worldly goals. He would sell his faith for worldly goals, preferring this life for the hereafter. So he goes after the dunya, neglects the salah or abandons the salah, holds from giving zakah, disobeys Allah and his messenger, obeys the shaitan and his helpers. So he sells his faith for worldly goods. We seek refuge in Allah from these fitan, and the fitan will intensify the more and more the end of time approaches, until the great fitan, successive ones, occur until the day of resurrection. And that time, due to the nearness of the hour and the end of this life, the fitan will increase and be more intense, and the person will also will be tried at the time of death, and his end may be a good one and maybe an evil one, wal-iyadu billah. And even in the grave, He will be tested. Two angels will make him sit and ask him, who is your Lord? من ربك؟ ما دينك؟ من نبيك؟ Happiness or wretchedness depends upon the answer. If he says ربي الله, my رب is Allah, والإسلام ديني, and Islam is my deen, ونبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and my prophet is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, then a caller will call and صدق عبدي, my slave spoke the truth. So extend to him from paradise, and then a door to paradise will be opened, and then he will receive from its fragments and its good, and he will look at his abode in paradise, and then he will say, Ya Rab Aqim As-Sa'a, O Allah, establish the hour. O Allah, establish the hour, so that I return to my family and my wealth and my property. But if he is unable to answer, then he will say, ha, for every question. I don't know. I heard the people say something and I said it. So he wasn't doing something based upon conviction or faith, but agreeing with people out of imitation, just like that, or for a worldly gain. Hypocrisy. This and the disbeliever who denies. A caller will call upon and say, my slave lied, so open for him from hell. A door will be opened, and his grave will be constricted upon him. And then he will see his abode in hell, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, and he will say, Ya Rab, O my Lord, لا تقم الساعة, don't establish the hour. There is trial and testing, even in the grave. So, the son of Adam will be presented with this fitan in his life, during his death, and in his grave. But it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim 14:27, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. Allah will keep firm those who believe, will keep them firm with the word that stands firm in this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, and in the hereafter. And Allah will cause to go astray those who are zalimeen, polytheists, oppressors, unjust and wrongdoers, and Allah does what He wills. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Fussilat 41:30-32, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم اللهم أننا نسألك من فضلك. إن الذين قالوا, verily those who say our Lord is Allah alone, and then they استقاموا, were upright, on them the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying, fear not, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of paradise which you have been promised. We have been your friends in the life, in this life of this world, and are so in the hereafter. Therein you shall have all that your inner self desire, and therein you shall have all for which you ask for, and entertainment from Allah, the all forgiving, most merciful. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ra'd 13:23-24, جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. And paradise which they shall enter, and also those who acted righteously from among their fathers, their wives and their offspring, and angels shall enter unto them from every gate. Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, for that you preserved or persevered in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home, meaning because of your perseverance and holding to your deen and the truth, you have attained this honor. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum, for that you persevered in patience. So this thing did not come just accidentally, but rather as a consequence and as a result for their patient perseverance and their faith in Allah and His Messenger. And as to the kafir, wal'ayadu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about him in Surah Al-Anfal 8:50-51, ولو ترى إذ يتوفى الذين كفروا الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم وذوقوا عذاب الحريق. ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد. And if you could see when the angels take away the souls of those who disbelieve at death, they smite their faces and their backs, taste the punishment of the blazing fire. This is because of what? Of that which you had forwarded, and verily Allah is not unjust to His slaves. And in Surah Al-An'am 6:93-94, قال الله تعالى وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون ولقد جئتمونا فرادا كما خلقناكم أول مرة وتركتم ما خولناكم وراء ظهوركم وما نرى معكم شفعاءكم الذين زعمتم أنهم فيكم شركاء لقد تقطع بينكم وضل عنكم ما كنتم تزعمون. And if you could but see when the dhalimeen, the polytheists, the oppressors, are in the agonies of death, while the angels are stretching forth their hands, saying, deliver your souls. This day you shall be recompensed with the torment of degradation because of what you used to utter against Allah other than the truth. And you used to reject His ayat with disrespect, His signs, His revelations. And truly you have come unto us alone, no wealth, companions or anything else. As we created you first time, you have left behind you all that which we had bestowed on you. We see not with you your intercessors whom you claim to be partners with Allah. Now all relations between you and them have been cut off, and all that you used to claim has vanished from you. So the person lives the fitan until the last moment of his life and in his grave. So this requires a great attention. The tribulation, the fitan, the tribulations are great. And the najah, the deliverance, is first by holding to the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger. And this cannot be attained except by at-tafaqquh fi al-deen, learning the deen. And this does not come accidentally or by wishful thinking, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:78, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And there are among them the Jews, unlettered people who know not the book, but they trust upon false desires, and they but guess. And the knowledge cannot be attained just by reading so much or having a lot of books. This is not sufficient. But rather, the knowledge is attained by taking from the people of knowledge. Some people may have one book, two books, three books, or even more. Read in the books of hadith, read the books about criticism of narrators and so forth, and books of tafsir and the like. And they assume that through these processes they will attain the knowledge, that this is the way to attain the knowledge. This is not the case. This is a ilm, knowledge based upon foundations. And if it is not taken from the people of knowledge, then the person may err to a great extent. And this requires another element, the element of sabr, of patience on seeking knowledge. Knowledge has its doors and its careers and its teachers, and therefore we should seek this path, whether in the masajid or institutions. And from the means of safety against fitan is to hold to the community of Muslims, and which is explained by being on the path of the Messenger and his companions, and to keep away from attachment to deviant sects which oppose the path of the Salaf, of this Ummah, the righteous predecessors. قال الله تعالى إن سورة التوبة chapter 9 verse 100 والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and also those who followed them exactly in faith, Allah is well pleased with them, as they are well pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever. That is the supreme success. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty. الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, meaning those who followed those earlier ones in goodness. But if people differ and dispute and go with these deviant groups and sects and start insulting the companions and their way, or belittling their way and belittling the people of ilm from the followers of this path, then he will reach nothing except misguidance, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him. And forgives him. So there can be only a one path, This is the path of the saved sect. And as to the deviant paths, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كلها في النار. All of them are in hell. Some of them, their deviance will reach a state of kufr. And some will be misguided. And some will be disobedient. But there is a threat for all of them, except the saved group, the one on the path of laid down by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and followed by his companions. The path is one and the group is one, open for the entire ummah to take from and to follow. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا, and that this, my path, is an upright path. Sirat wahid, one path. And any other path than that is a path of astray. Is an astray path. قال الله تعالى في سورة الأنعام 6:153, وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. And verily, this is my straight path. So follow it, and follow not other paths, for they will separate you away from this path, from his path. And in the authentic hadith from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line, and he said, this is the path of Allah. Then he drew several off lines from this line, to the right and to the left, and he said, هذه السبل, these are the paths. وكل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه, and upon each path there is a shaitan calling for it. Then he recited this verse which you just heard, وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل. And in the hadith of Hudhayfa, the Prophet ﷺ warned that there will come from my ummah قَوْمٌ يَسْتَنُّونَ بِغَيْرِ سُنَّتِي, there will be those who will follow a sunnah other than my sunnah, and وَيَهْدُونَ بِغَيْرِ هَدْيِ, and they will direct people to paths other than my path of guidance. You will recognize that تَعْرِفُ مِنْهُمْ وَتُنْكِرْ, you will recognize that from them and you will deny and reject. Then he said, would there after this good will be evil? He said, the Prophet ﷺ, yes. Dua ala abwab jahannam, callers on the doors of hell, leading to hell. Man ajabahum qadafuhu fiha, anyone who responds to them, then they will throw him in hell, meaning they will be the means to hell. قلت يا رسول الله, I said, O Messenger of Allah, صفهم لنا, describe them to us. He said, قوم من جلدتنا ويتكلمون بألسنتنا, they are group people from us and they speak our language, and they are callers, meaning to the doors of hell. ألسنة عربية, Arabic tongues. يقول الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله, ألسنة عربية, Arabic tongues, ويترجمها الآخرون إلى اللغات الأخرى, and others translated to other languages. So he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as what would he advise him? He said, تلزم جماعة المسلمين وإمامه, hold to the community of Muslims, meaning those who follow the path of the companions as described earlier, and their imam. So they are من جلدتنا. Most of them from the Arabs. And speak our language. So the person should be careful and should not be deceived. So anyone who calls for misguidance or way of deviation or innovation, even the closest of you in relationship, then you be careful. Because they will be calling to paths that lead to the doors of hell. So there will be callers who call to these paths. And from the greatest means of safety against fitan is ad-du'a. 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 Abundant du'a. That the Muslim be saved from the fitan. And the Prophet ﷺ said, استعيذ بالله من الفتن. Seek refuge in Allah from fitan. ما ظهر منها وما بطن. That which is apparent and that which is hidden. And in the salah, after finishing the last tashahud, the Prophet ﷺ told us to seek refuge in Allah from four, and he commanded it, and he said, "Ista'idu billahi min arba', seek refuge in Allah from four, min adab jahannam, from the torment of jahannam, hell, wa min adab al-qabr, and from the torment of the grave." وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ and from the afflictions and trials and tribulations of life and death. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ and from the fitna of the false Christ. So we should make abundant dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fitan, the apparent and the hidden, and insist upon Allah, for He is most close. And especially during sujood, the closest a slave is near to Allah is while he is sajid in sujood. فَأَكْهِرُ الدُّعَى. The Prophet ﷺ then make abundant dua. And also during the meritorious times, the latter third of the night, and the last hour on the day of Jumu'ah, and then following the prayers, especially seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuge, seeking refuge in Allah from the fitan. Because if he is saved from the fitan, then his deen is saved. And if his deen is saved, then his outcome is saved. So the final point to remind ourselves about is that the path of deliverance is to follow the path of the early ones, Ashabul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who followed on their path in righteousness, and to remember the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in this regard. And what also goes with that is the saying which is in agreement, and in it there is also a great reminder, the saying of Imam Malik bin Anas rahimahullah, a great statement he made, every Muslim should contemplate thoroughly. He said, لا يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا ما أصلح أولها. لا يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا ما أصلح أولها. The thing that will make the latter part of this Ummah upright is that which made its earlier one upright? And what is the thing which made its earlier ones upright? Is the holding to the path of the Prophet والسلام, and his companions. Similarly, the latter part of this ummah, when evil will intensify and misguidance and disputes, the deliverance is to take by the path taken by the early ones. And it is available. It is available. It is not something abstract or not present. It's in our hands. It's our the book of Allah. It's the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger, as understood by the companions and the ulama who follow on this path, are present. And the people of the truth are present all times, even though they may be few. The believer should turn to Allah sincerely, seeking guidance from Allah concerning the truth, and should not despair, and should insist in dua, and also should take by the means of keeping his life on truthfulness, away from sins and disobedience and unlawful means of sustenance, and away from negligence, and be with the people of good who remind him about good, and be in their company, and stay away from the people of evil and their company. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success in this life and the hereafter, and to bestow upon us the beneficial knowledge and righteous deeds and understanding of the deen, and to save us and all Muslims from the evils of ourselves and from our wrongdoings and from the ways of misguidance, the apparent and the hidden. ونسأله سبحانه وتعالى to give us firmness on the deen and understanding of the deen, and make us from those who live on it, abide by it, and die upon it. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This talk, I based it upon two articles, which in fact were lectures, the first one by Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, may Allah preserve him, and it was followed by comments by Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His mercy be upon all the noble scholars of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who respect them and love them for His sake. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.